This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is issuing a warning to Iran amid what he says are indications Tehran or its proxies might be planning more strikes on American interests in the Middle East. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Esper says the U.S. will do what is needed to protect American personnel and partners.
If we get word of attacks or some type of indication, we will take preemptive action as well.
The Pentagon chief says the game has changed, citing a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups. He'd earlier announced about 750 82nd Airborne Division troops will go to the Middle East, with more to come over the next several days. Beyond that,
we'll take it day by day.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a bill that allows troop deployment in Libya. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it's a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but it is not likely to see boots on the ground immediately.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. And former Obama administration housing secretary Julian Castro on Thursday ended his run for president. The former San Antonio mayor and the only Latino in the race said that he had determined it simply isn't our time. This is VOA News. 8 people, including 5 children, were killed in a Syrian missile strike on a shelter for displaced people. As Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports, witnesses said a bombardment of Idlib has sent more than 200,000 people fleeing towards Turkey.
Up to 250,000 Syrians are fleeing towards Turkey, President Tayyip Erdogan said on Thursday. As Russian and Syrian forces bombard the last rebel-held swathe of territory after Syria's nearly 9-year civil war. Towns and villages have been pounded by Russian jets and Syrian artillery since a renewed government assault last month. The United Nations said 284,000 had fled their homes as of Monday, with winter weather exacerbating their plight. 8 people killed, including 5 children, when, according to witnesses and medics, Syrian army missiles struck a shelter for displaced families in the town of Sarmin. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to recapture Idlib, though Turkey has long supported the rebels and has 12 military posts in the area.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters reporting. Lebanon has received an Interpol arrest warrant on Thursday for former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn. As Joe Davies reports, it comes as Turkey launched an investigation into his daring escape from Japan by way of Istanbul.
Former auto executive Carlos Ghosn has become an international fugitive after he revealed on Tuesday that he'd fled to Lebanon. The 65-year-old was escaping Japan's justice system, which he described as rigged. Ghosn was first arrested in Tokyo in November 2018. He faces 4 charges for alleged financial crimes, including hiding income and enriching himself through payments to car dealerships in the Middle East, charges which he denies. Sources close to him say a delay to a trial until April next year and a strict ban on communicating with his wife were behind his decision to flee. It's understood he used a private security company to help him escape Japan on a private jet.
That's Joe Davies reporting. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison was confronted by angry residents when he visited a wildfire-ravaged corner of the country. Karen Chamas reports.
Locals in Cobargo in New South Wales yelled at him, made obscene gestures, and called him an idiot and worse, criticising him for the lack of equipment to deal with the fires in town.
How come we only had 4 trucks to defend our town? Because our town doesn't have a lot of money, but we have hearts of gold, Mr. Prime Minister.
They jeered as his motorcade drove off. In the New South Wales town of Cuama, a firefighter refused to shake hands with him. The outpouring of anger came as authorities said hundreds of homes had been destroyed on the New South Wales southern coast this week.
That's Karen Chamas reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.